Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Since it's Mother's Day, I'm choosing a couple of ladies from the Bible to talk about. And the first one is a lady named Hannah. Hannah was married to Elkanah, and Elkanah made the mistake of having two wives. Hannah was his favorite. His other wife, though, was fertile and had some children, and since she was not the favorite and she had the children, she tried to make Hannah's life miserable, and it looks like she succeeded. And so every year, when they would go to the temple to worship, that was the time that this woman was especially unkind to Hannah. And Elkanah tried to make it up to his wife. He loved her dearly. It didn't bother him that he had no children by her. But Hannah was growing increasingly frustrated and upset and sorrowful that she did not have children. So she begged God for a son. And God heard her cry, and he provided her a beautiful baby boy, and she named him Samuel, which means gift. Now, up until that point of the story, I can handle that part of the story. I think it's a wonderful story. It's a story of redemption and grace and God answering prayer, but I can't quite understand what she did next. Hannah, after she gets this baby and names him a gift, gives him back. Now, I don't mean she sent him to God. She didn't kill him. But she said, I'm going to dedicate this boy to God. And she actually physically gave him up to the temple so that Eli, the priest, could raise him. I don't get that. I really don't. This was a beautiful child. Now, I know she had promised God that she would dedicate his life to God, but I don't know what I would have done after the baby was born. I probably would have said, well, you know, I'll teach him about you. Thanks a lot. You know, I'll take over from here. Now, the story is very strange because Eli, the priest, who she gave this beautiful boy to after he was weaned, was not exactly father of the year. He had children of his own, and he raised them horribly. They were corrupt young men. And she's entrusting this beautiful boy to a man who's a questionable father. But she made a promise to God. And she said, that young man, Samuel, is going to serve the Lord. She gave Samuel up. And I believe she gave him up not because she didn't love him passionately, not because she wasn't thankful, but because she loved her nation. And she knew the nation was in trouble. And she dedicated that little boy to being raised by Eli so that he would be in line to take over the country, which is what he did. Samuel became one of the great prophets of God. He steered his nation during very troubling times, and he helped form the monarchy in Israel. She gave him up so that he could be used for the nation. What do you do with your gifts? Then there's another mother, and this mother is not named. She's James and John's mother, and her story is in the New Testament. James and John were in Jesus' inner circle. They were called the sons of thunder, which meant they probably had temper issues. They were very ambitious, and so was mommy. Now, I could just hear the conversations at the dinner table. You know, you're very close to Jesus. We know that he's the Messiah. We know that he's going to be taking things over soon. He might be getting a slow start, but he's going to be the great commander of Israel. You know, you better start now to get yourselves into a position with him. And I could just hear them say, well, you know, Mom, that's not something we can do. Leave it to me. I'll advocate on your behalf. You can't turn down a mother. So she goes up to Jesus and she bows before him. And she said, I need a favor from you. You see my boys? Now that's good boys. They've been faithful to you. They're in your inner circle. They have your ear. Wouldn't it be a good idea now, before you get into your kingdom, before you get things established, that one's on your right and one's on your left? You know they'll always have your back. Now the other disciples happened to overhear that, and they were not pleased. And instead of Jesus saying, you know, that's a good idea, he said, you don't know what you're saying. He said, can you drink the cup? And they said, oh, yes. Now, of course, we know what the cup was. It was the cup of suffering. They didn't know that. They thought it might be getting battle tested. He said, can you do that? And they said, oh, sure, sure, we can. And as the disciples were so indignant, he said, I want to tell you something. In the kingdom of God, it's not about privilege and position. It's about servant and serving each other. What do you do with your gifts? One mother gave her son for the greater good. One mother trained her boy to be a servant. This is so vital in our society. What do you do with your gifts? How do you train your children? We want the best. I'm not saying that ambition is not good, but let's be ambitious for the right things. Let's be ambitious for God. Let's be ambitious to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. When I was younger, and I would sit at the kitchen table and I would hear my mother pronounce blessings upon the family, and she told one of my brothers that he was going to be a preacher. And I said, well, what about me? Now, of course, at that time, women were not in service to Jesus. Actually, they were, but not in any kind of recognized position. And she looked at me kind of strangely, because that was just not something you could do. Pastors were men. And she said, Dawn, I want to tell you something. I don't know what God has in store for you, but if you start cleaning the streets and you do it in Jesus' name, you're serving him and you're doing something powerful for the kingdom of God. It's okay to be ambitious, but be ambitious in service for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. What do you do with your gifts? One lady wanted her kids to have a privileged position. Fortunately, the kids figured it out, and James and John were great disciples. In fact, James was a martyr for Jesus. The other woman figured it out. Hannah said, I want to give my boy in service. When we give of ourselves in service, we gain so much. What will you do with the gift of life that God has given to you today? What will you do with the gift of health God has given today? What will you do with the gift of this beautiful place that God has given today? Let us use our lives in the service of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you so much for Hannah. I thank you that although she wanted to hold that gift so close to her, that she gave him in service for the nation. And I ask that as we have ambitions of our own, ambitions in our jobs, ambitions in our families, that we will turn our ambitions to follow you in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please stand and turn with me to the hymn that's in your bulletin.